Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The impeachment charge against former President Trump is set to be delivered to the Senate Monday. NPR's Amy Held reports Democrats already have been laying out their case that Trump incited insurrection in connection with the deadly attack on the Capitol earlier this month.
Congressman Joaquin Castro, Democrat from Texas, is one of nine House members presenting the case at the Senate trial beginning the week of February 8th. Castro tells NPR House prosecutors are already beginning their work.
We're just focused on getting our case together, dividing up the responsibilities. I'm confident that we've got a strong case and that we can convince those senators.
But it's unclear if enough Republicans could be convinced to convict, which could bar Trump from holding future office. Conviction requires two-thirds of the Senate, and several Republicans oppose even holding the impeachment trial, Trump's second. At the same time, Democrats are trying to maintain a delicate balancing act as they work to enact President Biden's agenda. Amy Held, NPR News.
Three more Texans have been charged for their involvement in the attack on the Capitol, including a man accused of making online threats against a congresswoman. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
According to the U.S. Department of Justice, 34-year-old Garrett Miller of Richardson was arrested last week and is now facing charges in U.S. District Court. He appeared before a judge Friday. Miller posted several images and videos of himself inside the Capitol building during the siege. Investigators also found he called for the execution of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter. A hearing scheduled for Miller on Monday. He's one of about 120 people so far who've been charged in connection with the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
President Biden is to formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions Monday on non-U.S. visitors from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 European countries that allow access across open borders. Former President Trump had ended the restrictions effective Tuesday before he left office. The Biden administration says the restrictions are still needed because of a variant of the virus that spreads more easily and has been reported in at least 20 states in the U.S. There are reports another migrant caravan is getting ready to leave the Central American country of Honduras this week. Maria Martin reports U.S. and regional officials are warning migrants to stay home.
The U.S. ambassador to Guatemala and Mexican and Guatemalan officials issued a stern warning to anyone planning to head north. You would pose a health risk to our countries during this pandemic, and you will not be admitted into the United States, they said. Noticeably absent from that meeting were officials from Honduras, who've protested the violence Guatemala used to disperse last week's caravan.
Maria Martin reporting. This is NPR News. The charity Oxfam is warning the coronavirus pandemic will lead to more global inequality and richer nations must act soon to counteract that. A report says the richest people in the world already have recovered their losses from the early days of the pandemic, while the poor will face years of hardship. Oxfam is calling for higher wealth taxes and stronger protections for workers. In Portugal's presidential election, the conservative incumbent has been reelected for a second and final five-year term, with more than 60% of the vote. Turnout was similar to last time, despite fears the pandemic might depress it significantly. Alison Roberts reports.
President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa has secured another term in office with a share of the vote that was around five times that of his nearest rival. A seeker after consensus in his first term, he had the tacit backing of the socialist government in this election, despite one of his six rivals being a prominent socialist. But having faced some criticism that he gave the government too easy a ride on its handling of the pandemic, he may now speak out more. If turnout held up against the backdrop of the pandemic, it may in part have been because the presence in the race of André Ventura, leader of the populist party Chega, galvanized many to vote both for and against him. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
The stage is set for Super Bowl 55 in Tampa in 2 weeks. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play the Kansas City Chiefs. Tampa beat Green Bay 31-26 in the NFC, while Kansas defeated Buffalo to win the AFC. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.